This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's a week of changes as the kids have now been back in school, the air has turned a bit crisper, and our summer flowers are spent. I've got a maple tree that's already mostly turned. However, it is a stress tree that I'll be losing next year, and that adds to the quick change. My container plantings that looked so wonderful are now kind of wilting, the petunias are pooped, and the other annuals needed freshening, which meant out they go. I purchased a few more mums. These will then be placed in my nursery bed for next year. I also bought a beautiful celosia and some other varied annuals to update my containers. Pictures on gardenbite.com. Oh, and I have to tell you about my bougainvillea. On an earlier video I did with my intern Gracie, I told you about my gorgeous bougainvillea from a nearby nursery and how it looked spent. I had never tried pruning and renovating this beautiful plant, but I gave it a whirl, and you have to go to my website and see it. I'll link you also to the video for instructions. As mentioned earlier, now is a good time to plant trees and shrubs, and not just because they're on sale, although that does help. The soil is still warm, but the air is cooler, making it easier for those larger plants to take transplanting. Now is also a good time to journal. Think about the things that worked, the things that didn't, what diseases you've seen, like me, my tomatoes got septoria leaf spot. It's unfortunately a common malady, especially with all the damp weather we've had. I have pictures on my website. I happily noticed fewer Japanese beetles, at least in my yard, but I did take action last fall. This is a good time to put down grub control. Get more information and links on GardenBite.com. Find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. And tell me what's going on in your yard. Share some pictures too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.